Hey, can we talk? I know it's a bit late, and you probably just want to hit the hay after work, but I really want to talk about this. Oh, what? No, not about that. Not about that at all. You're doing just fine there. You have no reason to worry about that. Well, it's just that you really haven't been you the last couple weeks. I know you're a quiet person, but your current silence is deafening. You just deflect when I ask what's wrong, and then you stare into nothingness, frowning the whole time. This isn't about work. Something unhealthy has you in its grasp, and your distance is only making it worse. I hate to see you unhappy. You know this. When we started dating, I made a promise to help you with stuff like this. I know you like to project the image that you're a blank, unfeeling, resolute pillar of a man, but you forget I get to see you let your guard down. You're a big softy at heart, like a big teddy bear. Why would you worry about that? You're not unlovable. Am I not some testament to that fact? Hey, come on now. I'm not with you out of pity, or anything like that. Where would you get that idea? Well, clearly, you need to reevaluate yourself. I know you're not in the best shape of your life, but just because you're a little doughy doesn't just eliminate you from consideration. Have you taken a look at yourself in the mirror and noticed anything but your gut? If you did, you'd notice you were a more handsome man than you give yourself credit for. I mean, for one, just look at your eyes. It's like staring into crystalline pools. And the more I've gotten to know them, the more I can see the sadness you hide beneath them. But what you don't realize is how they shine when you're smiling, or the glint when you're planning your mischief. And your shoulders. Oh, your shoulders are so full and broad. And I can see the stress and worries that you place on them. It's almost a crime to see them slump when you're down. Your stature, when you stand up full and straight, especially combined with your calves. It's like I'm witnessing a statue come to life. The strength you project, both consciously and unconsciously. It's so sexy. And I don't think you know its effects on women. It also helps that you're so tall. But far from your physical looks, beyond the little bit of extra weight you have, you know what I love the most? You are so unbelievably gentle, physically and emotionally. You might think you're terrifying and ugly, but anyone that thinks so just doesn't know you. I've seen the tear that rolls down your face when you watch Wally. I've seen the way you handle the cats and kittens out at the barn. But most of all, I know that the way you handle me. The gentle hand that strokes my scalp. The way you pull me so tight for hugs, but not so tight that I'm being constricted. The way you rub my back and shoulders, unrolling knots so deep that I wouldn't have thought I had them in the first place. The way you whisper your sweet nothings into my ears. The sheer, unbelievable patience that you have for anything that frustrates or angers you. The list goes on and on. Oh, and before I forget, you're a human radiator, so I'm never bothered about being the little spoon. No, I mean every single word I said. This is important to me. You're important to me. It makes me so sad to see you down and beating yourself up for the things that you are so clearly wrong about. You try so hard and so earnestly to make me happy. I just want to return the favor. Now come on, snuggle up, And let's get some sleep. You want to go get breakfast in the morning? I know you're a sucker for good bacon and eggs. All right. Good night. I love you too.